It's rush hour on the streets of Beirut, and the Save the Grace volunteers on a motorbike are in a hurry. They have 1 hour before sunset when fasting ends. Their goal is to collect surplus food from outlets across the city, which they hand out to Syrian refugees just in time for iftar, a time when the Muslims break their fast after sunset. Their first stop is Tardashat restaurant, where the chefs have already begun cooking. Restaurant manager Karim says helping the needy is a duty.
There is more need than ever because there are many Syrian refugees who came to Lebanon and they can't find any resources. Many are wealthy, but there are plenty others they don't have a source of income and they are really poor. So we need to help these people.
And it is not just regular food on the menu. Specialty treats such as cakes and rich desserts are also donated. At the Save the Grace headquarters, the food is repackaged into full meals. This small but effective initiative by Save the Grace provides food to over 50 refugee families. Mustafa Shaker is one of the volunteers.
I took this initiative because our society is in need of it. Like I said, it's a cultural issue. Many of us throw away excess food and we want to make sure that this food does not go to waste, especially now in Lebanon, when there are so many people that need help. All the youth should collaborate to help our siblings, the displaced Syrians, and the Lebanese that are in need, in every way possible.
The deliveries are eagerly anticipated by refugee families at the shelter. Mona, a Syrian refugee who arrived in Lebanon 2 months ago, shies away from accepting handouts from others. But her husband's salary isn't enough to feed the entire family. This is her first Ramadan away from home.
We left our family and came here. We feel like strangers here, and nothing is what we are used to in our country. Even though Lebanon is close, we still don't know anyone here, and we are far away from our family. Ramadan is nice here, but we prefer to celebrate it with our family and neighbors. Our life was very good.
As the Ramadan chants echo across the city, the volunteers from Save the Grace hit the road again, rushing this time to eat iftar with their families. Rest assured they will be back tomorrow, weaving in and out of the traffic to deliver food to those most in need. Beng Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.